don't you know that our home is the truth?
Won't you come with me? Okay, very good. Well, good evening. This is Gordon Martinez. The name of the show is American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. And just to advise you, we're having a little technical difficulty, so bear with it. Plus, my leg really hurts. This was from my 1986 traffic collision with a lousy drunk driver. So, not having a very good day today, but we'll muddle through this. I've noticed that the personal rancor toward law enforcement has kind of died down a little bit. I guess maybe since the last 8 days we've had an officer killed, or eight officers killed in the last 8 days. And so maybe there's like a short moratorium against the law enforcement service. And as usual, I always like to read the Law Enforcement Code of Ethics because I want everybody to understand the individuals that you run into on the street that wear the uniform, the gun, and the badge, and the sacred oath that they have taken. So, without any further ado, as a law enforcement officer, my fundamental duty is to serve mankind, to safeguard lives and property, to protect the innocent against deception, the weak against oppression or intimidation, and the peaceful against violence or disorder, and to respect the constitutional rights of all men to liberty, equality, and justice. I will keep my private life unsullied as an example to all, maintain courageous calm in the face of danger, scorn, or ridicule, develop self-restraint, and be constantly mindful of the welfare of others. Honest in thought and deed in both my personal and official life, I will be exemplary in obeying the laws of the land and the regulations of my department. Whatever I see or hear of a confidential nature that is confided to me in my official capacity will be kept ever secret unless revelation is necessary in the performance of my duty. I will never act officiously or permit personal feelings, prejudices, animosities, or friendships to influence my decisions. With no compromise for crime, and with relentless prosecution of criminals, I will enforce the law courteously and appropriately without fear of favor, malice, or ill will, never employing unnecessary force or violence, and never accepting gratuities. I recognize the badge of my office as a symbol of public faith, and I accept it as a public trust to be held so long as I am true to the ethics of the police service. I will constantly strive to achieve these objectives and ideals, dedicating myself before God to my chosen profession, law enforcement. Well, I tell you what has happened here is shock and awe. Shock and awe, November the 9th, when President Trump officially was elected to the post of President of the United States of America. The aftermath of this election, which is basically, like I said, it's shock and awe, because I figured that the fix was pretty much in by the current establishment that basically rigged the election. Somebody somewhere must have realized that that President Trump had an overwhelming landslide victory, except in my poor state, Nevada, which basically just it's just true to the core that Nevada has got to be the most corrupt state in the entire United States and sets the standard for corruption. Anyone that I even spoke to was supporting Trump. Nobody was supporting that that criminal female candidate for president. Nobody. Nobody, at least that I talked to. But nevertheless, Nevada lost its electoral votes to the other candidate. And now, to add insult to injury, we have the riots that are going on in L.A. I guess we're into our third day of riots. I just love the way the mainstream news media says they came out with this thing. It's so ridiculous. They say, oh, well, that's all peaceful. Everything's fine and dandy. However, somebody got shot the other night. But other than that, it's just fine and dandy. It's just peaceful. So I guess it's okay just to go ahead and lay down in front of main highways and roadways and blocking traffic and causing a lot more traffic congestion than already exists. I guess it's okay for that. Nobody's really upset about that. Well, think again, folks. Whenever a Republican or whenever a Democratic candidate was elected, I didn't see any riots in the streets. And I'm sure that there were a lot of people that were rather upset on some of those elections. But what's happening now is just disgraceful. And, of course, who's at the core of all this? The Black Lives Matter, the kneelers during the national anthem, the kneelers and the fist raisers during the national anthem. It's all really apparent. The other candidates' supporters are who are being paid off are to incite riots and to incite dissent. And it's just disgusting. It's disgusting to see Americans acting this way. We're heading toward a third world country, folks, and it ain't pretty. For those of you that want to call in, the number is 1-800-313-9443. I don't know how this is going to work, but we'll sure give it a try. The negative. I don't know how this is going to work, but hopefully we're still having a little, and it'll all work out. So, listen. Okay. Robert, are you there on the line? Looks like we're having a little difficulty. Hopefully you can hear me.
Yes, Gordon, can you read me?
Yes, I can. It sounds like you're in the bathroom. Got a little echo.
Uh-oh, sorry about that. I'm sitting in my pickup on my Bluetooth. Let me raise my windows a little bit. Is that a little better?
Yeah, that is. That is better.
Okay.
What's on your mind, Robert?
I'm glad you... a couple things. Let's get right to the point. I think a commercial break's coming up, but... okay, so... did you see that story in the Review Journal the other day about Longbow Productions, also known as FBI, interrogating the Bundy people without Mirandizing them?
Without Mirandizing them, did you say?
Yeah. They FBI agents presented themselves as production people for a production company, but got a hold of some of the people involved in the Bunkerville deal and questioned them about their activities, and now those interviews are part of the prosecution's case against them. Did you see that story in the Review Journal?
No, I haven't. I kind of quit reading the Review Journal because it's so slanted. It just makes me sick to even look at it. No, I hadn't. And before they could do that and using a ruse, being someone else and then engaging in a conversation and then using that, it's not admissible.
That's what I thought. That was going to be my question.
Now they can record the Bundys just in their conversation if they got chatty. I did the same thing to O.J. Simpson. I never asked him a question. All I did was activate my tape recorder and hide it in my car, and he basically gave me everything.
Sunday morning ever, and Sunday's passing by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get
this is Jimmy from Zipa. And I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Show's called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. We got Robert on the line. Robert, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here. You read me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Boy, isn't this just wonderful? This is high-tech technology working here. Anyway, going back to the your question about them using the ruse and using the statements from the Bundys without acknowledging and Mirandizing them, they can use the information but they can't use it in court in order to prosecute the Bundys.
That's what I thought, and their defense has filed motion saying what you just said, that it's violation of habeas corpus, no due process, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And like I said, I did the same thing to O.J. Simpson when I arrested him. I got a digital tape recorder, and I activated it. And when I arrested him and then put him in my car, well, he just went chatty away and told me everything that was going on down there at the Palace Station, who had the guns, who was there, the reason that he did it, and all that. And as long as I don't ask him any questions, then I can use that information and the tape recorder in his prosecution. Well, I never got the opportunity because the corrupt upper police management and the LVMPD never included my transcription from my tape recorder, never included my officer's report, never included my arrest report or the booking form or the Miranda rights card that I read him. It was completely omitted from the trial. So, I mean, anything is possible with this bunch. And the FBI, they have to be kind of like really careful following procedure. And understand that they get all their orders from Washington, D.C., all of them. And so any impropriety that that occurs goes right back to the head guy, that faking chief person we got in there right now. So does that answer your question, Robert?
Yeah, one other quick question, and I'll bugger off so someone else can jump in. I heard a guy say on the radio, it might have been RBN a while back, that casinos are often used for money laundering. You think there's any truth to that?
You remember, this is Las Vegas. This is Nevada. It's probably the most corrupt state in the entire United States. Anything is possible. Anything. Money laundering, I mean, when the mob was open, and I was here when they were openly strutting around in their $3,000 suits, showing off and letting everybody know who really controls Las Vegas, and that's in the era of Tony Spilotro and the Gambini family and all this other stuff. They're still here, folks, except that they got lots of buffers in the way. Money laundering? Are you kidding me? That's the that's like the mainstay for the mob. The skimming that used to go on in the count room, it was just unbelievable. It was so open and so blatant, but nobody would ever question it. So if you heard something that there's skimming going on still in Las Vegas, I tell you, you can bet your boots on it that it is.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. Thanks for the info.
Okay, thanks, Robert. So, getting back, and we were talking about what is hopeful coming. Okay, very good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in some Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
The show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. D, I hear you're on the line. What's new on your mind?
Thank you. Thank you again, Gordon, for the opportunity to express the corruption that we have felt personally by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, and they're suppressing all of our complaints.
That's the deal. They always use attrition. They'll just wait you out. Maybe you'll get tired. But I know you and I are kind of like from the same cloth. We don't get tired. We just get more resolved. Go ahead.
When you were with Metro, because Nevada has whistleblower laws, did you use them? And if not, why not? And if so, what resulted?
Okay. I did bring up the whistleblower law. And basically, the person I brought it up to was the police department's attorneys, and they just discounted it like it doesn't count now and it doesn't matter. And we're going to go ahead and do whatever we want to. So basically, it's all useless. If there is a Nevada whistleblower law, and I was trying to use the federal one, but the Nevada one, forget it. Remember, they're all in cahoots. So it's just not going to happen. And this is what I recommend to everybody. If you come across some corruption, it doesn't matter where it is, what level of local or state or federal government, don't use the state, because the state's bought and paid for. And the only way to really do it is, at least to make a mark, is to file it federally.
Okay. Along those same lines, then, if a person chooses to use the complaint process, of course, that Metro has set forth, and we also have reported to the attorneys, what I would like to update you on what's happening in Carson City, which, of course, is the capital of Nevada, and the Carson City is where most of the corruption is stemming from, because Metro's practices are being allowed by the county who pays Metro, and the county's practices are being allowed by the state. The people who do the licensing for the professionals that get away with their criminal malpractice and so on and so forth. So Carson City is doing the right thing, and it's very interesting. They turned it over to their liability carrier. Now, that's very significant, because they're giving the authority of the carrier now to investigate what's going on with their named insured, which would be the state of Nevada, or actually any government agency that's insured by AIG. Las Vegas is insured by AIG. And again, AIG, you remember, is the bailout insurance company.
And so you think this is a good thing, that AIG is going to do the right thing?
Well, actually, Carson City turned it over to their carrier, who is Travelers. AIG would not investigate. AIG said, we're not going to have anything to do with this.
Why? Why did they decide that?
I don't know. No. Mark Denton, who's a candidate for the Nevada Supreme Court, is the one who had the case, and he just dismissed it. He didn't give a reason why. And so, but Carson City's using Travelers, and that's very significant, because Travelers has chosen to investigate. That means the claims are greater than $150,000. That's the self-retainer amount. That's the amount Carson City has to pay. And the investigation will not be biased, because they'll have to talk to us at some point, because we're the claimants. So,
and it's going to be publicly disclosed what they're doing and how they're doing it?
No. And the mayor of Carson City is intentionally deleting all public comment regarding this matter, deleting it from Carson City's website.
Oh, please don't tell me that they're deleting emails. Don't say that.
Yeah. Well,
oh, we got more deleted emails.
Yeah. No,
they're not
the emails there, actually, but that is there could be a correlation there. It is actually their website produces all council city meetings, and you can listen to them. They're recorded, and you can listen to them, and anything relating to the city investigating the criminal activity of the state is being removed from their website. So,
well, where's it going? I mean, they're just, it's in thin air, or what?
If you go to carson.org, and you go to their meetings. I don't have it in front of me, but mm-hmm. find their last city council meeting, and you can click on it and play it. It's just blank. The tape is just blank.
Well, and they're not supposed to do that, and it's against the law again. But again, maybe with this new administration, you never know. Some of these things may just come to fruition, and they're going to have to do some explaining, because you cannot delete, regardless of what you want to call it, a comment, you want to call it whatever you want to call it, it's an email, okay? And it is recoverable. We've seen it. We've seen how important it is not to delete emails. And you're telling me that's not true. That this new Travelers is allowing this to happen?
They absolutely are, because it's their named insured that mm-hmm. is doing this, knowing that there are claims against the city for the destruction, illegal destruction of mm-hmm. evidence in court cases. Now,
there you go.
I do want to disagree with you, but you make a good point. Because the website is a city website, they can mm-hmm. do whatever they want to with it. It's not discouraging free speech. If, when we get to trial on this, if they say there was nothing recorded, then we will be able to take issue, because they did record it. It is recorded, and it can be retrieved.
Gotcha. Well, that seems like it's a little good news for a change. That it's seriously being looked at, and the problems with the destruction of evidence and destruction of photos and documents, there might be something come of this. So this is finally some good news. Thank you, Dee, for calling in, and don't forget to call in next week, okay? And give me some more good news.
Okay, thank you, Gordon.
All right, bye-bye. Chris, are you still there on the line? Hello, Chris, are you there?
Yes, it is.
Hello. What's there, on your Gordon. Mind, Chris?
Brother, I've got the most horrific story of Nazi Germany here in Las Vegas you'd ever want to hear.
Go ahead, spit it out. Do it quick.
All right. I had about 13 to 18 armed mercenaries masquerading as public servants come to my house on Wednesday morning about 8 o'clock a.m. I thought it was the garbage man. I went outside. They were towing away my 1957 Dodge D500, collectible, antique, Hemi production race car out of my private driveway. These agents of the so-called zone Nazis, the zoning enforcement they call themselves, and the head dog catcher, Jason.
Wait a minute. What are they calling themselves?
They're calling themselves zoning enforcement. Public response zoning enforcement.
Well, who pays them their salary?
The Board of Commissioners. They set this little kangaroo court up to extort money and property, and they give them the opportunity to license private contractors. However, the zone Nazis, as I like to call them more accurately, mm-hmm. came out. Jason Al Schwang is the head zone Nazi, with his agent associate that made the complaint, who was conflicted because it was fiduciary employment duty, who also trespassed on private property without a permissible purpose or consent, mm-hmm. therefore making it fruits of the poison tree.
Okay.
So he walked past notoriously posted no trespass signs, specifically, not no trespassing,
mm-hmm.
and willfully trespassed not once, not twice, but three different times their agents or contractors did. I mm-hmm. caught one of them one time stealing something off my property under the color of the authority of the county. And now what we have is a classic Bivens action. After I saw him pulling my stuff out, I know about the castle doctrine, I retrieved my personal protection device, exited my home in a still a half-asleep state, but heightened exigency of concern because my private property was being stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fairly valuable automobile. I paid over $10,000 for it, and I know it's worth well over $20,000, and fixed up it's $50,000 to $100,000 because they're very.
Chris, tell me, please tell me that you got videotape of these people doing this.
Well, I don't know that I have videotape, but I do have witnesses. There were like 13 to 18 police cruisers out in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere between 15 to 20 officers, so they've done quite a bit of pre-planning. That would be a conspiracy to the civil rights violations, a classic Bivens action in Rotella v. Wood.
Now, what police agency was out there?
Las Vegas Metro, and the zoning enforcement agents. The zoning enforcement agents propagated this theft by the citizens. I think they're using their so-called public safety doctrine to steal classic collectible automobiles under the guise of abatement for alleged dangers to the public safety on private property, which is a ludicrous concept because the public doesn't have a right to come, especially on notoriously posted no trespass private property without consent, a warrant, or invitation.
Okay, so they never showed you a warrant.
They had some papers they claimed was a warrant, but it was a copy of the signature, and that's not 4M, Federal Rule of Evidence Compliance Service of Process.
Mm-hmm. And what does it say right at the top of the paper? What does it say?
I don't have it with me right now. It's something about the Clark County Public Response Enforcement or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. It had Steve Wilson's name.
Is that code enforcement?
Yes, code enforcement generator. They made it a multi-agency joint task force operation. I think they were retaliating with a class-based animus because of the rebuke of Hillary Clinton. It was the day after the election, the day before Veterans Day, and coincidentally, I did serve my country to guard, protect, and defend. And I'm still oath like you are. I was also a multi-jurisdictional law enforcement officer. When these men, when I came out of my house, never pointed my device at anybody, but I had it in my hand because I didn't know what was going on. I didn't see the police. All I saw was my car being dragged out of the sideway, and I ran at a high rate back because I was frightened. I was terrified. Somebody was stealing an investment piece of property that I have substantial financial interest in that I paid in cash and expected to realize a reasonable return on my investment.
Okay, you have my, Chris, you have my email address, right?
I do.
Okay, would you mind sending me a copy of what you you got in your hand, that code enforcement alleged warrant? Would you mind sending me that?
I'd rather meet with you in person and show you up for it, be honest about it.
Right. You email me your telephone number, and you have my phone number, right?
I had a number for a recorder.
Let me give it to you. Get a pen.
You caught me one time without anything to write, but I'll go ahead. I'll write it on a dollar bill like I've done before. Go ahead.
Okay. Area code 702-460-0160. And my email is coper71@hotmail.com. All right.
It was like Nazi Germany. I tell you,
absolutely.
In my house.
And for them having that many cars, what were they expecting? World War III? Anyway, I'll be talking to you. I got to go to another caller, and you get in touch with me, and I'll meet with you. I'd like to see this document.
Will do.
Okay. Bye bye, Robert. Are you there? Nope, Robert's gone. Okay. Well, folks, you just heard another installment of how, at least in the Clark County, Nevada, how the Metropolitan Police Department, who is run by, quote, an anointed tap-on-the-shoulder sheriff that's bought and paid for, that won't stand up for anything, definitely will not stand up for any constitutional violation, which it sure sounds like we got one there. But I'll be meeting with Chris, and I want to see what this document is with this code enforcement. Sounds like another railroad job, and that is not an unusual thing for the LVMPD. Remember, I have direct knowledge, and I'm only the messenger, but I have direct knowledge and evidence of a 2007 corrections officer's, Kevin Scott Daly's, murdered by severing his head and laying it near his burned out vehicle in December of 2007. Now, you would think that something like this happening would be a big deal, that the news agency would pick up on this, even the main lame news agency, and nothing. This never hit the radio, the TV, the newspaper, nothing. In fact, it wasn't even investigated by the LVMPD. No official investigation, but they were sure quick to invade the Clark County coroner's office, because after the autopsy of corrections officer Kevin Scott Daly, that autopsy report disappeared from the Clark County computer system 6 hours after it was put in. Now, I got this from my sources, and I developed a lot of them way back when. So anyway, we're going to pause for the cause, and I'll be back to close the show.
There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Round, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round,
I get around.
Well, I'm back. Martinez with American Honor, brought to you by RBN. God, I love that music, the Beach Boys. I mean, that was a good, clean era. Now, I'm not so sure, okay? The way things are seem to be unfolding, I pray to God that President Trump can get rid of this trash in our political system. I pray to God that he can do it. At least we've got a little hope now. We wouldn't have had any hope if that other person would have got in. That would have been pretty much, I believe, the destruction of our American culture and our country. Anyway, getting back to the corruption, I mean, this is what's happened to Chris is just pretty much without parallel. The fear factor by our police department, which is corrupt and it's to the core, and it's to the upper police administration. And understand that the rank and file, just basically, they have to do whatever they're told to do, as long as it's not so totally outrageous, or they lose their job. I mean, that's the bottom line. They get targeted and they get punished if they do not lose it. Okay. Now, there's police department assumes, and this is all with all police departments. They have a corruption level like quotas. Quotas is probably one of the lighter corruption levels, especially like in the traffic section when they subtly and I'm telling you, they got to be dumber than a rock because they actually put this in the traffic policy manual. Way back in 2008, maybe 2006, where that traffic officers were mandatory for them to write at least 15 citations a shift. Now, I think somebody finally saw the error of their ways, and I'm sure that traffic policy manual has probably disappeared too, along with a lot of other things and documents and evidence and whatnot. But quota systems that are imposed upon police officers, traffic officers mainly, is against the law. It is against the law, and the police department needs to be held accountable for ordering its officers to do something like that. Now, a traffic violation is probably the majority of contact that you will ever have with a police officer, and of course, it's in a negative aspect anyway. Nobody wants a ticket. But when an officer is forced to disregard his discretion, as it were, in issuing traffic citations and having to come up with a certain number of traffic citations, or else they get punished, or else they get targeted, they get transferred out of the section and are put in a very undesirable section. I can't even imagine anything worse than working graveyard year-round. That just absolutely destroying your life and your health and everything else. But they'll do that. They don't care. And that sends a message to everybody else that you better play along to get along. And this is what I absolutely detest. And I want to expose. So, anyway, it looks like we're coming to the close of my show. I want to just tell everybody that they have my blessings, and that and God bless them too. So we're going to be okay. I have a lot of faith. All right, catch you next time on the flip side. Bye bye. Vibrations by my excitation, by my good vibrations, by my
With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.